Andrew Bird Fever Year is director Zana Ronda's fourth collaboration with musician Andrew Bird. She says the two discussed the idea of making a music film that was slightly different than those that came before. Ronda says ultimately, being on a shoestring budget and having limited time, she had to take a different approach. She says she began to observe the risk and reward of what Bird had going on. Ronda says she focused on the dynamics of Bird being dialed into his creative process.
I just wanted to kind of paint a picture of what that was all like. And I wanted to thread the music together into the story and find a balance that hopefully you don't ever really pay much attention to whether it's music or story happening, is that they're just threaded and woven together. I had 5 weeks to prepare for those shows. I'd never shot any live shows before, so that was kind of a big deal. And then after that, we just kept gathering more and more story.
Andrew Bird is known for his soulful vocals, eccentric violin plucking, and whistling. With more than 150 concerts a year, Ronda says it was challenging to put all the footage together. Luckily, she says she loves puzzles. She says editing while you're shooting also helps.
And so for a long time, you know, we've shot those shows first. And for a long time, they were really the bones of the film. But the more story that we shot, the more observational kind of stuff and interviews that we did, slowly emerged like a true skeleton, and the music became the meat. Within the film, I wanted to deliver a true structure of one of his shows that longtime fans would recognize it.
Ronda says her film is different from other musical documentaries because it's not about a product to sell. Instead, it's about the creative process. She says she tried to make the film musically rich and as visual as possible. Ronda has known Bird for 10 years and says she knew he wasn't a verbal person and was quite private.
And so I knew that getting stats from him and really detailed stories was not going to be an option. And I definitely tried for it. But in that vein, I know that almost nobody ever gets to spend time with him. You know, he's very private. He kind of lives everywhere and nowhere. And I thought, if I can give an observation and a chance to spend time with him, I think that's something that might be appealing.
Ronda says she believes in people telling their stories as they can become inspirational for others. She says she's received beautiful letters from people who saw the film and were inspired to get back in touch with their own creative interests.
And went home and sequenced their book of poetry that they were stuck on for a year, or went home and painted or moved forward in their works in some way, so that the mood of it or the depth of it or even just the music of it moved them. Not so much to like go home and buy all those records, but go home and dig deeper into themselves is kind of my hope.
Andrew Bird Fever Year runs at 6:15 p.m. on Friday, March 9th. Tickets may be purchased online at omahafilmfestival.org. I'm Cheryl Lee with Omaha Public Radio News.